This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we conclude the series of lessons in which we've been engaged for some time on the doctrine of the kingdom of Jesus Christ and the false doctrine of premillennialism, the doctrine of premillennialism which holds that Jesus is to reign here on earth on a literal throne in the literal nation of Israel with a political and military power for a literal 1,000 years. The truth of the matter is, as we've shown from the Bible, Jesus became king on the first day of Pentecost following his resurrection, almost 2,000 years ago. The church and the kingdom are one in the same body. Jesus was seated on the throne of David on that day, became king on that day. A few last words as to the main line of thought we note in Peter's sermon as we have concentrated our efforts in the second chapter of the book of Acts. First, that Peter declared that God predicted in this order. First, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and second, his being seated on the throne of David. Since this was the case, if Jesus had even planned for a moment to be seated on the throne of David before and without his death and resurrection, he himself would have been planning a contradiction to the plain statement of God. This amounts to saying that Jesus planned a contradiction of what God foresaw as certain, and thus it must be concluded that the foundation doctrines of premillennialism constitute a sort of infidelity, a rejection of the true gospel. Lest someone argue that prophecies concerning the king and his kingdom were not fulfilled, that is, that the death, the burial, the resurrection, and coronation were not matters of prophecy, I call attention to a number of passages which make clear that they are. Luke chapter 24, verses 44 to 49. Acts chapter 13, verses 29 to 31. Acts chapter 24, verses 14 to 15. Acts chapter 26, verses 22 and 23. Acts chapter 28, verses 23 and 31. All of these passages make clear that the things which happened to Jesus during his earthly ministry were matters of Old Testament prophecy. Premillennialism does not fit with the Bible. The view that Jesus became king on Pentecost fits with Bible truth. And so you see, the prophecies concerning his death, his burial, his resurrection, and his coronation were all matters of Old Testament prediction, and they all happened just exactly according to those predictions. But some may object, even if they should admit, that what has been argued in previous studies disproves the anti-scriptural view that Jesus held, that he was going to become king on the throne of David over fleshly national Israel while he was here on earth, before and without his death and resurrection, that it has not been proved that Christ already has been seated on that throne. This means that they hold that the verses which have been used from Acts chapter 2 thus do not prove such. But now verse 33 must be noted. Being therefore by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he hath poured forth this which you see and hear. Some have argued that while Christ was raised from the dead to sit on the throne, and will eventually be seated on that throne, this does not constitute proof that he already has been seated on that throne. But in saying that Jesus was at the right hand of God exalted, Peter was saying that Jesus had become king, that he was at that very moment on his throne. Peter said on Pentecost that Christ had been exalted. So from these verses we conclude at least the following. First, that it was not the purpose of Christ when he came to earth to occupy the literal throne of David in literal Jerusalem for a literal 1,000 years while he was here on earth. And second, that our Lord is not to wait until he comes again to be crowned king, but that he was king at the time Peter was preaching. Note his words in verse 36 of the second chapter of the book of Acts. Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God hath made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Peter used the prophecies set forth by the Jews themselves by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, to show that David had predicted that one of his descendants would be seated on his throne, that by implication such coronation did not entail the kind of military civil government which the Jews had been envisioning, and that it was Jesus Christ himself who had thus been seated on that throne. Thank God that Jesus Christ now reigns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We're so happy that you've been with us today. We hope you'll be back with us next time. And until then, may God bless and keep you, is our prayer.